Greg, in light of recent events, I think it's a good time to review what to do when the bottom falls out of the market. Say the Dow drops more than 500 points in one day. And the first rule is don't panic, right?
I think that's a very good piece of advice. And I think some people may be getting used to that piece of advice because we seem to keep getting chances to exhort it.
Yeah, it's once you've been through the end of the world a few times, I think you kind of get used to it. And I sort of feel that way. I mean, my first one I recall was 1987. That was a whopper at the time, but the world didn't really end.
You know, when you think about it, that was a lot worse than some of the things we've gone through. I mean, the market dropped 22% in one day.
Ooh.
And I mean, people were absolutely going nuts. I can remember that day very well. It was a remarkable day. It was an apocalyptic day. And sometimes people don't remember that by the end of the year, all of that 22% loss was regained.
So it's always good to keep that in mind. Keep the long-term picture in mind, really.
You have to do that or you'll go nuts. And I think people who do go nuts or head that way should think about lightening up in the market. They should, as one phrase goes, you should sell down to your sleeping point. So if you're losing sleep over your market position, then go down.
Well, let's say someone, the confidence has really been shaken by the stock market and really uncertain about where the economy is going. I mean, we keep hearing about, fears of a double dip recession and all that. So if someone wants to reduce their exposure to the stock market, what are some ways to do that?
Well, I think you certainly can go into the cash type things, money market funds, bank savings accounts and such. Those returns are horrible right now, but someday they might pick up a little bit. Or you can take a look at the bond market. Bonds are still, the 10-year is still 2.5%, 3%. It's nothing to write home about, but at least it's giving you some kind of a return.
Or another way of dealing with it is just sort of ignore the news. Because really, if you're planning and investing for the long term, what happens on any particular day in the market shouldn't bother you. I mean, it's easy to say, but it shouldn't bother you.
There actually are investors who don't look. They, like, maybe once a year, once every 5 years, they look and see what the account is. And I assume they faint when they see how big the numbers are.
Well, and the way that you can do that sort of easy, don't pay attention to the day-to-day market stuff is, by investing in, diversify your portfolio, and stock index funds play a big part of that.
Well, we've talked about it before, that you get the almost the entire market when you buy an index fund. There is no analyst who over a long period of time is going to match what an index fund gets. You know, people sometimes say, well, Warren Buffett, look at him. Well, even he stubs his toe once in a while.
Well, I think the real master of the, invest and forget, don't pay attention to the daily stock market activity, that's got to be Bill Schulteis, the author of The Coffeehouse Investor, a friend of both of ours.
Yeah, Bill is terrific. His book is a must-read for anybody in the market, especially those people who are kind of at sea and don't quite know what to do. He just has great recommendations.
And I'll provide a link to the Coffeehouse Investor website at our website, kplu.org. Look for it on this week's Money Matters. Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. I'm Dave Meyer.